All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 449. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. As always, we are joined by a man who also loves Hispanics, Wombat.
I do. What can I say?
Prove it.
I married one.
So you love Hispanic, is what you're saying.
Yeah, just the one, though.
Okay.
That's my limit.
Yeah, well, that seems fine. In this current society we live in.
In this current political climate?
Societal climate.
Mm.
Cultural climate.
Sure.
Shipwreck, do you love Hispanics?
I like taco salads.
In the shell, in the fried shell?
Is there another way to have a taco salad?
Right. What are we talking about?
If you're going to eat the fried shell, you might as well not get a salad, I feel.
I feel like if you're getting a taco salad, you're already not getting a salad.
Yeah, seriously. If you're getting ground meat on a salad, it's already not a salad.
No, what's wrong with ground meat on the salad?
And cheese.
Well,
and sour cream.
Well, you don't have the sour cream. Cheese is okay. And that's good. You're good to go. You get the salsa. That's a great salad.
I don't know that that's a salad.
Yeah, I think it's just a loose taco.
No, well, yeah, but it's big and it has meat on it.
GPD loves lettuce, the tomato, loose taco.
Salsa. I ate one of those every week in Japan for many years.
All right. Who knew that the loose taco was a staple of Japanese cuisine?
It's not. They just copied Chipotle. It's just like when you get a salad at Chipotle. You've never had a salad at Chipotle? It doesn't come in a fried bowl.
I get burritos at Chipotle like a man.
Right. There's no fried bowl there.
Yeah, that's not a salad, though. That's a burrito bowl.
No, they do both.
Aha. See?
What's the salad?
The salad is without the rice.
What is it?
Extra lettuce.
Shipwreck can't even comprehend
I feel
that
like
exists.
Shipwreck getting hurt every time.
Right. What are you eating? This sounds terrible.
It's good for you. And it, what do you mean? It's delicious. I wouldn't eat it if it wasn't good. I need to get a new source for this.
But it could be better is the point. Like, they have all the ingredients right there to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
Like the rice and the
I'm not
tortilla.
Interested in the rice. It's not even good rice.
It is good rice.
It's not.
The brown rice is good.
It's okay. It's coming out of like a metal tin. It's not that great.
No, it's,
anyway.
It doesn't come out of a metal
tin.
What
do you cook your rice in?
They make the rice and then put it in a metal tin.
Right. I'm pretty sure.
It's not like it comes to the restaurant in that metal chafing
right.
dish.
They didn't cook it in there necessarily.
Yeah.
I may just be misinformed. Whatever. I don't like rice in the salad. Is that a big deal? I didn't realize that was such a controversial opinion.
Once you put the rice in it, it's no longer a salad.
Right. That's why I don't want that. I just want a salad. That's why when I go to Smashburger, I get the spinach salad with the giant Smashburger in it. And there's nothing wrong with that, right?
I guess not. I don't know.
Isn't that's not crazy? It's
maybe
on the menu.
Maybe I'll go to Smash.
I guess it's on the menu.
Maybe I'll go to Smashburger yeah. tomorrow after the movies. I've never been there.
And get a salad, like everybody that goes to Smashburger does.
People get the salad. They even have special bowls for it. Have you seen the Smash?
No, they probably have a special bowl for it for the one guy who orders it.
Dude, I'm telling you, I see people get the salad there.
Uh-huh. They probably have mirrors on the wall, and you're like a bird. You think there's someone else there.
It's not true. It's a good deal, too.
Chibi, want a salad? Quack.
No. I had it today, to be honest with you.
You and the bald guy sitting next to you?
Look, I agree with you that probably most people do not get the salad, but people get the salad, especially the women get the salad. But then they get giant fries with the salad, negating the salad.
Hmm.
And then they become giant women.
Yeah. That was a pretty common...
Fries with a salad, like, what are you doing if you're ordering fries with a salad? That just seems ridiculous to me, too.
When I was in college, I don't know if they still do this all over the city of Pittsburgh, but it didn't matter what restaurant you were in. If you ordered a salad, it had French fries in it.
In the salad.
They put French fries in everything in Pittsburgh.
They do. It's really weird. Not in a bad way, just kind of weird. But I haven't lived there in about 15 years, so maybe they changed. I doubt it, but maybe.
Right. I think French fries are as popular as ever.
Mm-hmm. And with good reason.
And maybe more so, even.
Mm-hmm.
Smashburger does have good french fries, though. Shipwreck, you have some big news to share with everybody. I thought you were going to talk about it last week, but somehow it like slipped our minds.
Yes, but are we talking about my SCART switcher?
I don't know.
No bigger news, right?
I can't think of anything bigger or more significant. Yeah,
right. I love SCART switches. And
you have to explain what this is. Like nobody knows.
This is the artisanal SCART switch that auto switches based upon if it. Like when you turn on a console,
it can sense the console-ness.
Yeah, it can sense the current through it and it switches over so that I don't have to. And it switches up to 8 consoles, which isn't quite enough, but it's good enough that I can then daisy chain it to my other SCART switch that I can control with the Logitech Harmony.
Right.
So the problem was the other SCART switch is really good that I have that has the IR, but you can't have two of those obviously because then the IR part of it is worthless because they're both going to change at the same time.
Right. They would need to make an expansion for it.
Right. So yeah, this was the last like major thing that was keeping me from being able to complete my dream of having all these consoles hooked up and working at the push of a button.
And yeah, being able to switch between them was the key part, I think, right?
Yeah, you don't want to be unplugging and replugging cables and everything. So I'm waiting for one SCART cable to arrive from the UK.
Yeah.
Because, it's just, all it is a extension cable. Like, it's female on one end, male on the other, just so I can, like, have the right length to where I need to put the SCART switches at.
You gotta have the right length for the female.
Right.
Sorry, I just threw up a little.
So, yeah, it's very exciting times here. Mrs. Shipwreck is just like waiting there by the door for the SCART cable to arrive.
Nice.
Everybody's very excited.
I'm waiting for my catch and release bug catcher that I ordered from Amazon.
Does it catch birds too?
Birds? No, bugs. Like spiders and bugs.
Okay. You had a bird incident this week, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I had a bird. There was just a dead bird outside of my office sliding door, just lying there on the ground. I don't know what happened.
That's what dead birds do.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
If it was walking around, it wouldn't be a dead bird.
But it didn't look like it hit the window or anything. I guess.
Yeah. I have to pick them up underneath my basketball hoop. Pretty frequently.
I just shot it into the woods with my hockey stick. It seemed like the best course of action. It didn't, you know.
It got to fly one last time.
It did fly, and it was a pretty good makes a pretty good hockey puck, I gotta say.
They're pretty aerodynamic.
They are, and it has a good weight. It had a good weight to it. But you know. Very similar to a hockey puck. And it was gross. I don't like dealing with any of that shit.
Who does?
Some people don't mind.
I do.
Some people grew up in the woods and they just, you know, that's their life. They know bugs and dead birds.
That's what they eat.
No. Oh. Yeah, that wasn't me. I don't like that shit.
Okay.
Yeah. How about some show feedback from last week, Wombat?
And Maru has to say, I also have to agree with Wombat about his first-person shooter online multiplayer assessment. The online.
You have to give some context to this first before you.
Why?
I don't know. People might want to know what it's in reference to.
How about I finish reading it first?
I don't know.
The online curve is so steep and brutal these days that the casual FPS player stands virtually no chance. Even when playing a casual first-person shooter such as Splatoon or Star Wars Battlefront, getting killed every 30 to 60 seconds by a guy you never even saw eventually sucks the fun and ultimately frustrates to the point of putting the game down for good. He was talking about all the Bloodborne, Battleborn legacy games. Born Supremacy? Is that a game that's coming out?
No.
Okay.
I think it was specifically in response to Overwatch, right?
Yeah, that's one of those. About... Overborn.
And that's did you try it? I guess you didn't try it because the beta is open.
The beta's over.
No, it's open.
Oh, is it open now?
Now it's open.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you should check that shit out. Mm. What makes Overwatch different, I think, then I'm not sure about if it's Battleborn does the same thing, but when the match ends, normally what happens in a competitive first-person shooter, what happens, Wombat, when the match ends?
I am in last place.
Right. And how does that make you feel?
Bad.
That makes you want to not really play anymore, right? Because you think everybody sees your name at the bottom and you're like, right, it
sucks. No one wants me on their team.
Right. I would, if people were choosing sides and picking teams, you'd be picked last.
I would, yes.
So
it's
like
third grade kickball all over again.
So Overwatch doesn't even have that screen when the match ends. That screen actually doesn't even exist as far as I can tell. You can see your stats, but they're not even presented in that type of way, because it wouldn't make sense, because the characters that you choose are so different from each other that like number of kills and assists may not really be relevant at all to the character that you selected. So why would you even want to see that? So instead, it basically shows you the people who have done really well in certain specific instances, and we'll just put them up, and it'll let you give them kudos for no apparent. I don't know if it really results in anything except for the makes the people feel good. But if you suck, nobody's really going to know, is my point. Which is nice, I think, for you in this case, Wombat.
They would know.
How would they know?
They would know. People would know.
Why do you say that?
People would know.
You could take a character who doesn't shoot anybody and still have a good time. I think you got to try the beta. I played a lot of it because I got...
It's every character for Wombat.
Yeah.
No, but I'm telling you, the characters are so different than this that there's got to be at least one that fits your gaming style. I'm telling you.
Hopping in a corner.
That there's got to be a character that can do that, that does that. The guy with the shield probably is good like that.
Captain America.
There's a big knight, and when you push the button, a big shield pops up, and everybody on your team can shoot through the shield, but it blocks the incoming fire. And he's got a big hammer. I'm telling you, try the beta, Wombat.
I will try the beta, Wombat.
No, seriously. Will you promise to try the beta?
If it's still open tomorrow, yes.
Okay. I think really, I feel like they had you in mind when they were making this. Not you specifically, but someone like you. Like, how can we get a guy who would be frustrated by a normal competitive first-person shooter to not only buy our game, but maybe, like, buy some microtransactions, too? Because there's loot in this game.
Okay. I doubt I'd do
But there's
that.
No single player, right?
There's no single player, I'm pretty sure. But it's fun because you can just, you pop in a game, it's, you know, 10 minutes or so, and you can get a nice fix. Anyway, I sound like an advertisement for the game, but...
They should send you a copy.
I already pre-ordered it.
So?
From Best Buy. $10.
Then they should send me a copy.
Copy to Wombat then.
They should send Wombat a copy. Try the beta first.
Okay.
I'll try the beta,
and then they should send me a copy. I like this plan.
Right. I'm telling you, what makes the game different is the characters are just can be really different from each other. It's not just one guy's got a grenade launcher, one guy's got a heavy machine gun. It's not like that at all. It's more like one chick can basically fly and rain, you know, rockets down. Someone can only basically heal people. It's really different. Anyway. How about
Sounds
some
like
watch
that Shadowrun game. Remember the Shadowrun game that came out? Was it?
Yeah. No. Don't. It's nothing like that.
All right.
It's nothing like that. Doesn't feel like that at all.
Sounds like that game.
It's trust me, I swear. It's like, I don't know, it's not even, you know, the character select screen is so big, it feels like a Street Fighter game, like a big one, but the characters are pretty similar in those games. They're not that different. I feel like maybe they're more
you've
different.
Said enough.
I have said enough. How about some Watch This Bitches?
Sure.
Even I've sickened myself.
Oh, am I reading this or are you?
Yeah. No, I'm saying with my Overwatch talk.
Okay. At Younger Wombat wants to know if we plan on seeing Captain America Civil War this weekend, and if I will be going for my birthday week. I took a day off tomorrow to go see the movie at 10 a.m.
Nice, dude. You
yeah.
Love that.
And my wife took the day off to go see it with me.
That's beautiful.
And then we're going to have a nice lunch.
Mmm, delicious.
Yeah.
And where are you going for lunch?
I don't know. Maybe we'll go to Smashburger and get a salad.
That's not going to happen.
No, it won't.
There's no way you're getting a salad for your birthday lunch.
No. No, I don't think so.
You should go to Mag and Melt.
I would. It's a little out of the way because Laura has to go to Elliot's Mother's Day tea.
Ah, okay.
So that
sounds great.
Yes.
I'm very much looking forward to seeing Civil War, but I think I'll wait for till Monday.
Launch just walk the
because I got to watch it with block. Ty and Mrs. Chibi.
So take them with you on Saturday.
He's got Japanese school on Saturday.
Or you could see it twice.
I'm not allowed to do that. I'm not allowed to go by myself. I wasn't allowed to watch Game of Thrones while Mrs. Chibi was in Japan.
Well, that's understandable.
Right. This so why different. Would I be able to watch Captain America too?
Because I said so.
Three, actually.
Three. It is Captain
I watched
America
two movie. Again last week. It was very good.
Yes, it is a very good movie.
That's a very good movie. There's a lot going on in that movie.
There is a lot going on.
I didn't even, in fact, when I watched it, I was like, did I even see this movie? I was like, was I even awake when I watched this movie the first time? There's really a lot here.
I'm going to see it next week.
Captain America That's 2?
Three.
It's Captain America 3. I guess I could pop in Captain America 2 and watch that as well.
It's yummy. Yummy good.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to wait a week. That way all of these schedules align.
It got great reviews, right?
Yes. I think it's like, last I checked, it was 93 on Rotten Tomatoes, I believe.
Wow. Wow. Oh, I'm excited.
A slightly higher percentage than the Batman, the Superman.
Right.
It's a 92% right now.
Nice.
92.
All right. Nothing.
I did see a movie since the last show.
You didn't talk about this last week?
It wasn't out
no,
last week.
I saw
week.
It after the show.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't out
nice.
Last week. Yeah, I went and saw Ratchet and Clank. Many of you may not know, but that is a movie in theaters.
So how many Lombaxes would you give it out of four?
I think it's a perfectly fine Ratchet and Clank movie. Like it's meant for a younger audience. Like you're not going to be blown away by it or anything, but it's watchable. I was the only one in the theater watching it, but I found it watchable.
Did you take your clothes off?
I stood up a couple times just to stretch.
Right, for sure.
Like, and you get your phone out some then too, just to
selfie.
That was kind of weird. Like on their website or not their website on Twitter, either the movie Twitter or Insomniac, one of the two.
Yeah.
They were encouraging people to like, hey, take a selfie of you at the movie. And there was so many of those shots. You could just tell like they were the only people in the theater.
Oh, you look like, through them. Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, look, but, I mean, I'm sure.
It's just such a weird thing that this came out in the theaters.
Right. I'm sure there wasn't a huge,
you know, I like the games. Yeah. Is the property that well known that they could do a major release?
Well, here's the thing that I've discovered. And this was, I've played a little bit of the game now as well. The one that Cheapy was nice. Advertising for last week. And those cutscenes are the movie. Like those are straight out of the movie.
I figured.
It doesn't have the entire movie in there. Like the movie does a better job of fleshing out the story than the game does. But yeah, all those cutscenes are just straight out of the movie. So it makes sense that, hey, how much did this movie really cost them to make? Because they were needing to make cutscenes for this game anyways.
Right. And in a way, it's just marketing for the game, and the game is marketing for the movie. It's sort of, you know, self-fulfilling.
Yeah. I think it'll do better once it gets to home audiences. I think it only made like $5 million the first weekend.
Right.
But it's not terrible.
Yeah.
I think it has like an 18% on on Rotten Tomatoes or something like that. But it's
pretty low.
But when you look at the critics on something like this, it's like they're automatically going in with this is a video game cutscene.
It's not Zootopia.
Right. Like the films that it's comparing against, like it's not Zootopia, it's not Jungle Book. Like it's just not in that category. So
right. All right.
I think Ty would enjoy watching it.
Sure. I'm sure he would.
And I'm sure he'll see it.
We have high standards here.
Well, Mrs. Cheapy does not have to know that it got an 18%.
She's going to know. Trust me, she knows everything.
The weird thing now, though, like, since, like, I find myself not watching the cutscenes while I'm playing the game because I'm like, oh, I just watched this.
Right. How do you like the game?
It's so weird. The game's great. It's the standard 3D platforming Ratchet and Clank shoot 'em up thing. But it looks great. There's not a ton of games like this anymore.
No.
So it's, I don't know. It's nice. I think it's nice that they priced it at a budget price to begin with.
Yeah. It's smooth like butter. Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Any read this bitches? And no one reading anything?
I read some comic books, but it's all stuff that I've talked about before.
Gotcha. So. I'm reading Ben Gilbert's suggested book, Dark Money, but I'm afraid to read it. I've only read like 20 to 30 pages, but I'm afraid to read more because sometimes you don't want to know this stuff.
I understand
It's about, you know, money and right-wing politics.
Your favorite things.
My favorite. Right. Something to get super depressed about.
Uh-huh.
That I have no control over.
Were you reading comic books too? I thought you were reading comic books, not you.
Oh yeah, what did I read? Well, Ty read them, I think. I don't even know. I took a bunch of stuff out from the library. Justice League.
Get Ty on the show so we can talk some comic books.
Justice League New 52, which he read and I didn't. I don't think I actually read any of that stuff that I got. Ty's all over it though. I'll find. He said it was good, and he said he understood what happened, and then he told me who died in it. Totally spoiled it for me. Nice. All right, how about some new releases for the week?
Sure. A lot of stuff we've talked about before this week. Battleborn is out.
What kind of reviews has that been getting?
I did not bother to check.
Here. I have it right here, actually.
Okay, so tell us.
I'm going to guess...
TBD, it says.
76.
Wait, I'm looking at the... Shit.
Close. You're close.
68.
That is correct.
That's
not so hot.
Not great.
No.
No, I mean, I played the beta of that and Overwatch. Sure. And Overwatch is next level shit compared to that.
Did you guys pre-order the Uncharted?
I did not.
I pre-ordered that like 2.5 years ago, I think. I have a really old pre-order on Amazon.
Nice.
Oh, because it was cheap?
Yeah, it was like... I don't know, $42 or something at one point.
I forgot to do that. You know, Best Buy doesn't have the $10 reward certificate on that.
No, it does not.
They're very much slacking in that area.
Well, what can you do?
Complain on the internet.
I know, I saw that you did.
Yeah, they got to get their shit together. They have.
I also saw that the Best Buy support said that you would get a $10 gift card for it.
Right. And then, which is completely false. It doesn't qualify. And then they came back and corrected themselves.
Ah.
But, yeah, they have been slacking there. So Battleborn, okay, I'm not getting that one. I don't think any of us are. What else?
I might pick up Battleborn, like, when it's like $20.
Overwatch, download the beta.
I will.
Well, no, you won't. You download all this DLC for games.
What console should I be playing this on?
I don't know. I have it on PC, so.
Oh, so why do you even want me to get this game? So you could not play with me?
No, so we can talk about it.
Whatever.
It's fun. I'm telling you, it's fun.
Jerk.
God damn it. Here, open beta.
Have either of you tried Push Me, Pull You?
Excuse me?
PlayStation 4? Yeah. It's the right response.
What is it? Is it like Pushmo?
It's a 4-player like competitive game where it's 2-on-2 and you're controlling remember Nobby Nobby Boy?
Mm-hmm.
So it's your characters look like that, except each person on the team is controlling I don't know, there's a torso like on each side of this thing. So they're connected by this long...
Like cat dog.
Yeah, like a cat dog. And so you have two of these things trying to basically control a ball on your side of the court. And you're, I don't know, wrestling with each other. Check out a video of it or pictures. It's
what's
odd.
It called?
Push Me, Pull You. And one of them's flesh colored and one of them's another color of flesh.
So both flesh colored?
Mm-hmm.
Racist.
No, they're well, they're both white colored flesh. So at least what I've seen of it.
Nope, one's black, one's like a dark colored flesh. Oh, this is weird, dude. This looks like a human centipede.
Yeah, that as well.
And intestines and penis.
Nice.
And duty.
That's the original name.
There's got a lot
going
on. Yeah.
It looks like a lot of disgusting things that I don't want to look at.
Nice.
Necessarily. But it has a nice color scheme.
It would be really fun if you had four players.
I was going to check out Tropico because I have that now.
Sure. Tropico is great.
I know you really like it. I've always wanted to play that game. And now I have it because it was free-ish. So, yeah.
Free-ish. Yeah, it was, what was that on? PlayStation 4?
PlayStation Network, yes. Free. Get gold.
PlayStation Plus.
Plus. PlayStation Plus Gold.
What else? Anything else this week?
Yes. I guess Mini Mario and Friends Amiibo Challenge, which is the free game on Wii U, came out.
Oh, thanks.
I know that was kind of like in pre-release before, but I want to give that a try. Those are like, I don't know, little stages, like the Donkey Kong and Mario Mini type of games. So kind of puzzle-based slash platforming-based.
Hmm.
And it gives me a reason to take an amiibo off my shelf. And Ray Gigant, that came out this week. I've talked about that in the past. That's a pretty solid game. I would guess that's in the mid 70s as well.
Gigant. With a name like that, you can't really, success is bound to find you. I mean, it's just like a magnet.
Pronounce it in Japanese, GP.
It's not Japanese. I don't know what that is.
Pronounce it. Yeah, it's Japanese.
But
it's got to be.
What kind of game is it?
It's a dungeon crawler slash rhythm battle game.
Oh.
RPG.
Oh. But it is. You're right. Here it is. Here's the Japanese. It's Ray Giganto. There you go. How do you like that?
I like it.
It sounds weird in any language.
I like that there's a way to pronounce that name.
Yeah, I went to the Wikipedia page, and there's the Japanese cover art, and sure enough. Yeah. Anything else?
I don't think so. I think that was everything this week.
All right. Wombat, did you know that you can stop compromising on your shave?
Me, personally?
Yeah, I know you did know this.
I do.
A lot of people settle for a low-priced and low-quality razor. But with Harry's, you don't need to settle, Wombat. You can get high quality at a low price.
It's amazing. This is the world of today.
It is. And, you know, people keep coming in through our Twitter feed, describing how they bought this Harry's starter kit for their dad or for themselves. And we've yet to have one complaint. Everybody says that they love it.
Yep.
So we're lucky to have a sponsor like Harry's.
Yeah.
Otherwise, people would be blaming us.
I don't have the person's name on here. But one keg said that he got his dad a set last May for his birthday. And he's still loving it. Says it's the best razor he's ever had.
He's using the same blade from last May?
He's using the same blade.
No, it comes with a couple blades, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Three.
Yes, or three. More than a couple. One more than a couple. That's right. So yeah, I would tell all of our listeners who haven't already to go to harrys.com. Make sure you use coupon code CADCAST to get $5 off your order, and you'll get free shipping as well on top of that. Get the starter set called the Truman. It comes with the nice razor handle, moisturizing shave cream, and three blades. German engineered goodness, Wombat.
Cool.
So yeah, go to harrys.com and use coupon code CADCAST. I think that I'm pretty much guarantee that you'll like it. Not a guarantee. All right, Wombat.
What?
Time for your news and stuff.
All
time
right.
To shine.
Yeah. So what did you see that the Respawn, the makers of the Titanfall?
Right.
Huh?
Yeah, I saw this.
They're making a Star Wars game.
An adventure game.
Yeah, is that what it is?
I don't think it's a multi-
action adventure game.
Action and adventure? In one person. Game?
Like Force Unleashed?
Shadows of the Empire.
Shadows of the Force.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I'm excited. We like
Knights of the Old Unleashed Force.
No, I mean, I like those Force Unleashed games.
Yeah, those were decent games. Weren't,
except for that one part that was impossible and took an hour to get through. We had to bring down the Star Destroyer.
Yeah.
Other than that, it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this. So, when's this going to be ready?
I like
3 years
Star Wars games.
What's that?
Yeah. Probably.
I like Star Wars games. I think I will buy this.
Right. But it sounds like that this doesn't exist yet.
No. It,
well, I would assume that they're... I mean, Titanfall 2 is soon.
Right.
And you would think that they... I'm guessing it's different teams working on this, but you would guess that they would use some of the same people.
Right. So I would assume that. So PlayStation 5.
Or a 4.5 exclusive.
Did they say... They haven't said anything about characters or timeline on this, have they?
Nope.
No. And Wombat, so you can't have a 4.5 exclusive game. That's against the PlayStation.
No, you can't have a 4.5 exclusive yet.
You think they're going to change their policy?
I don't know. I mean, far be it from any major company to ever change their mind.
Right. That never happens.
It's never happened in the history of the known universe.
And then they never change it back when people complain.
Nope.
And blow shit fit on the internet. Yeah. So, yeah, we're excited about that. What else we got here? Oh, yeah. Michael wrote in and wanted to know if it was how shady is it for Activision to be putting Modern Warfare in their new Call of Duty game so that people would buy it? Is that shady?
Is that why they're doing it? They're making their package of game more enticing for people to purchase it? Isn't that their job?
I think,
right.
Well, I don't think
it's shady at all.
Right. Well, I think sales have been down for their Call of Duty games, which is, of course, is going to happen.
That's like a half truth, though. I mean,
how do you mean? Well, it's because the consoles market is smaller now,
and also, you know, the bundle version with Call of Duty bundled in the PlayStation 4.
Right.
I think I read the stat. It was in last quarter console sales for the PlayStation 4, 85% of those consoles came packed in with Call of Duty.
I see.
So that's a lot of Call of Duties.
That's a lot. Yeah, I'm sure. Look, I'm sure they're making a lot of Call of Duties and selling them. There's no question about that.
So, yeah, I don't. What's your point?
No, I don't think it's shady at all.
So what's your point?
I think it's a good idea. I think they should.
I understand. I'm guessing he's saying it's shady because the only way to get
right
the remake of or the remaster of Modern Warfare is to buy the, what is it, $70 or $80 version?
Oh, you have to buy this like one of the special editions?
Yeah, you have to buy the first bump up edition.
right.
Which comes out to be like $62 if you do either Best Buy, Gamer Club, or Amazon Prime.
I have a feeling that the remaster of Modern Warfare isn't going to be that amazing. I don't know that that's really going to be. I don't know. I feel like they're not going to. What are they going to really do to it? Not much.
Nope.
I would, yeah. Anyway, hey, look, they got to do whatever they can to make people buy.
People are excited for it.
Yeah.
I mean,
sure.
Somebody called us out a couple weeks ago or whatever for being excited for the Ratchet & Clank remake and then poo-pooing this. So,
but it's not a Ratchet & Clank remake. That's a whole new game.
No, it's sort of a remake.
But is it sort of a remake?
Yeah,
or
it is a remake with different, they've changed a few things in the game.
Mm-hmm. It's not a remaster, but yeah.
Right.
It's a whole new game.
It's not a whole new game. It's a reimagining, but it's mostly the same game, I think. I don't know. It's very similar.
But they are all very similar.
More similar than that.
Okay. I mean, you know,
I think it's pretty much the same PS2 game, but they've changed certain parts of it where you can, and added weapons and things like that.
All right, then.
Sony, the reviews for Uncharted 4 are out, and it's got very good reviews in the low 90s on Metacritic, which I think is pretty consistent to what the previous games in the series have gotten, right? They're all pretty much low 90s.
Yeah.
This is 94 right now. Look at that. Woo, that's hot.
Yep. I've never been a fan of the Uncharted games. Doesn't mean I wouldn't like this one, just... And it's a me thing.
It probably means you're not going to like this one.
Right? Does that mean I won't like it? I don't know.
You've played three of them already, right?
Huh?
You've played all three of them?
I played the first two. I don't think I ever played the third one.
The third one's the worst one.
Okay, well then there you go. I haven't played it.
So I think you have an idea whether or not you're going to enjoy this series.
Yeah, I don't know why I don't like them. It's just not for me, I guess.
That's fine. I enjoy them.
You're allowed. I'm not telling people I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying, for whatever reason, I just don't enjoy the games.
I feel like the last one, maybe I sort of fell out of favor with it a little bit. I don't know. Just that's the one where, which is the one that we just...
where you're in the water and you just keep getting shot over and over again and you fall into the water over and over again.
Yeah, I feel like I had a few of those moments in that game. But I'm excited for this one. Haven't played it in a while. An Uncharted game, that is. I think Mrs. Chief...
It's kind of hard to say that at the same time if you played Last of Us, though.
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't play
Last of Us. Yeah, I played a little of it, but it never really clicked for me.
Now, do you find that you'll be comparing it, whether intentionally or not intentionally, to the most recent Tomb Raider games?
Nope. Completely different style of games.
All right. Fair enough.
I don't feel like the Tomb Raider game felt like Uncharted at all.
No, Tomb Raider's open world. Doesn't have the same type of dialogue. Tomb Raider... You shoot people one time in the head with an arrow and they die, rather than shooting them 30 times with a machine gun.
The tone is very different. Also,
yeah, the tone's different. I just don't think the games are that similar anymore. They've kind of gone down different paths.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
But maybe, I don't know, and there might be crafting in this game in Uncharted now. Who knows? I haven't read any of the reviews, and... I don't really plan on it. I mean, I'm going to check it out anyway. So,
they're both cinematic games. I'll give you that. And of course, the thematic elements are there. But
treasure hunting, jungle, breastises, all of those things. No, I mean, yeah. I guess I don't know where I'll buy it from, but I guess I have to buy it. One of us has to play it. Don't we?
Oh, no. I have it pre-ordered.
All right. Sweet.
I'm definitely going to play it. I enjoy these games, except for 3.
Yeah, that one was frustrating. I don't even know. Did I finish it? All right. Let's talk about Nintendo. They sent out a press release today, I think, confirming, just let's have no doubt out there.
Right. You're just doubling down on
this.
Just
make sure, guys, that everybody understands when you walk into our booth at E3, the only thing you're going to see, not just from us, but from anybody, is Zelda on the Wii U. No NX, anything. No nothing but Zelda on the Wii U.
Speaking of Zeldas, can everyone hear my dog snoring?
She's bored of about with Nintendo.
Pretty much, she's sleeping right next to me, and she's snoring like an old man.
Wow, I don't.
The more I think about the strategy, it's infuriating. Like if you were a stockholder in Nintendo.
Oh yeah, and, brutal.
Like, because it's not like Zelda is even their big franchise. Like, it's a big franchise. Don't get me wrong, but it's not. It's not the big.
It's not the corner. It's not Mario.
Right. It's not Mario. But it's.
It's very. It's number two. Is it number two?
I would say there's multiple Marios that are number two. Right. You got Smash Brothers.
Yeah, you got a lot of.
You have Pokemon, which they it's a split stake there.
Do you think Zelda isn't number two because it's taken them so long to release a Zelda game?
I think that's part of it. Yeah. But I also think that there's a lot of, in the time between when Zelda was super huge and now, you've gotten a lot of different versions of adventure games.
They've evolved. There's so many. Yeah. The recent Zelda games, when I watch videos of them, they don't seem that, I don't know. They don't capture my attention. I mean, I understand why.
I finished Twilight Princess on the Wii, so that has to say something.
Yeah, I'm sure they're fine. And
sure.
I know that people are nostalgic and they have strong feelings towards the whole franchise, but I don't really have that for Zelda. So, but we're going to be totally immersed. They did mention immersion in the Nintendo mentioned immersion a lot in the press release. So, I think everybody's going to be immersed. And
extended demos, which just to me says these lines are going to be really long.
Or maybe you play the game while sitting in a bathtub.
Yeah, you know they're going to make you the demos like 15, 20 minutes. So the lines,
I think they're longer than that.
Maybe even longer.
Do you remember how long they wanted me to play Super Mario Maker last year?
Nope.
Oh yeah. Right. You wanted us to play a level and make levels.
Right. They wanted like a half hour of demo there.
I mean, look, obviously they want the lines to be long because it looks good. But the reality is the Wii U is dead and nothing's going to bring it back. And it's sort of a little sad that that's what the focus is on at their booth.
I'm interested. What I want to see is like once we start playing this thing at E3, if we can tell anything about the NX based upon kind of the Wii U features that they may be ignoring, I'm hoping.
Right. Hopefully it uses it doesn't use the Wii pad at all.
Right. Like the Wii U gamepad is just like sitting there on a little like table.
Right. It just has like a map controller. Or your inventory screen on the Wii pad.
Right. No, the controls aren't functional. Only just the map.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be a good sign. For sure. At Duran 603 writes in and asks if we've deleted Miitomo yet. I haven't deleted it, but I haven't loaded it.
I don't think I've opened it in like how long has it been out?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has not captured my imagination.
No.
I get tired of answering questions.
Dumb questions.
Right.
Nothing about farts.
They were close on it. I think they're close on
it. Maybe you could have answered every question with the answer being farts.
Yeah, but then I would seem immature.
Seem.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't know. Yeah, you're right, Chip. I mean, they're in the right direction. You can't expect a home run right out of the gate. Microsoft. Somebody's been playing DC Ultimate Online.
Not me. Not it.
Not it. Wombat?
I have. Yeah, I'm here.
What happened?
I don't know. I guess I was getting ready to speak, but you guys started shouting.
Oh.
Sorry. Okay. Yes, I downloaded and played a little bit of DC Universe Online on the Xbox One. Because that's the only console I have with enough hard drive space to play that game. Because it's still a gigantic file. It's like 26 gigs or something ridiculous. But so I started it. I made a character. I don't really like the character I made. and I didn't get very far, so I may already scrap that character and start over again. But
are people playing it? Are there?
I've been hearing, you know, I didn't get very far, and then I got sick, so I didn't get to play much more, which I really wanted to. But I've been reading people saying that there's a lot of like the queue to get into like the main area of the game, which I've played the game before on the PlayStation 3, so I'm familiar with it. That the wait times are pretty long, which means that there may be a lot of people actually playing it.
Hmm.
Yeah. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah. They're this game. I can't believe it's still alive.
And on Xbox One.
And on Xbox One.
What's going on?
I don't know. But I want to check out more of it. The mistake I made is when I made my character is I picked it, like you could pick either create from scratch or you can model it after your favorite character. And I modeled my character after Batman.
There was your mistake.
And after I redesigned the whole costume and hit the OK button, it just jumped me right in and didn't let me pick my power set. So I'm stuck using these weird like knife things, which isn't even like a Batman thing. And I don't want to use these knives.
The machine guns.
Yeah, Batman doesn't fight with knives.
Well, sure he does.
Eh.
No. The Batarang is sort of like knife-like.
It's not the same.
Doesn't he use the little shurikens or whatever?
He feels more like Moon Knight than Batman, but whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been reading the Moon Knight comics.
Oh, the new ones? Are they any good?
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay.
A little dark.
I read the ones that came out like a year or so ago. I read those on Marvel Unlimited. Those are weird too. So, was it Mr. Moon Knight? Whatever his other personality when he wears the suit.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, that's weird stuff. Talk about weird. Yeah, that's weird.
Also Microsoft, I downloaded the Forza 6 Apex beta, which just came out, I think, today on PC, or somebody told me about it today. For my purposes, it came out today. So this is the free-to-play, I think it's going to be free-to-play. I should have actually looked this up before we did the show. Didn't they say that this is a free-to-play game?
I'll take your word for it.
I noticed that you can buy individual cars. Yeah, free to play. Yeah, it's a free to play lightened version of Forza Motorsport 6. It's really good. It looks fantastic on PC, as you'd expect. Like really fantastic. It seems like you could play through this game and not spend any money at all and have a fine time. The unlocks seem like if you want to get certain cars and not go through the game to unlock them, you can spend a 99 cents and unlock the car right away. Other than that, it seems pretty much like Forza that you played on Xbox, but freer and better looking. did they say that they're putting Horizon 2 out on PC, or did I imagine that in a dream? Because that would be very good. Because this looks really good. yeah. So there's that. At A Corbo writes in and asks, if you guys gone back and played any backwards compatible games on Xbox One? I played Alan Wake again with the free DLC offered. Do you guys use that at all? I mean, Microsoft makes sort of a big deal about backwards compatibility.
Yeah. I use it for like the Xbox Live Arcade type stuff. Like
I played my daughter actually played was it A World of Keflings, the second one, the bigger one. She played and finished that whole game.
Really?
Yeah. She loved it. So there you go.
Yeah, Ty plays what is it? NBA Jam. We talked about that last week.
I think it's great for like the Xbox Live Arcade type stuff because the bigger games, I still have the discs for those. I didn't buy a bunch of digital, like full retail games for the Xbox 360, but I bought a whole lot of Xbox Live Arcade games.
Yeah, I have a lot. It's cool when they pop up in there. It's like, oh, hey, look, I can play that game again.
Dig Dug came out. What happened there?
I don't know, but I think I own that too, so I should check.
Yeah, they just put out the Xbox One version of Dig Dug like 2 weeks ago, And then they put out the backwards compatibility version of it this week.
You know, there was like some lost in translation action going on over there. You know, like they're putting out their new game. They got backwards compatibility. They probably thought they were just publishing their new game. Yeah, because that doesn't make a lot of sense if you want to make money. Let's see what else we got there. Microsoft is doing FanFest again at E3 this year, which seems pretty cool. Like if 500 people get to go and get a backpack full with gaming swag. Wombat, you like that?
Yeah, you should get one for me.
I'm not going to, you know.
You should totally get one for me.
Be one of those 500 people.
I think you should do it.
You get to, you basically get like an exclusive, you basically get like a media appointment. You know, you get to go to the event, you get to play the games, you get to meet, the chance to meet some of the industry's top developers, leaders, and influencers.
So are you like one of the influencers?
I'm here to announce that I am not one of the influencers.
Excuse me.
Oh.
Sorry. I've been sick.
I blew you away. Yes. With my announcement. No, you can meet me. You don't have to be like one of the 500 lucky fans to meet this influencer. You can just walk right up.
Shipwreck say, hey. Charges. So just be forewarned. Have five right. bucks on you.
Right, for a photo.
Mm-hmm.
Sony does the same thing, right? Don't they have, didn't Microsoft just sort of copy this from Sony or no?
I'll take your word for it.
I feel like they were bringing the people into their press conference first.
And the food trucks.
Those food trucks are good.
They are good.
The Sony press conference is better than the Microsoft press conference because
it's not at 8:45 in the morning.
Because what?
It's not at 8:45 in the
That's
morning.
That's reason number one. Reason number two is they have the nice food trucks and the DJ. Outside before the press conference starts, which is fun.
Whose name is DJ Food Trucks, but with two X's?
I don't think that's true.
DJ Food Trucks.
Cag bag. I think we're at the cag bag.
We are
already, which is good. I'm tired.
There you go.
Played a lot of ping pong today.
That'll wipe you out.
It will. I also stopped eating milk products.
Milk which, products.
I feel like. I've been having bad gas recently.
That'll do it.
And smelly gas.
That'll definitely do it.
Like very smelly.
Yeah,
like dairy. Like rotten eggs.
Dairy gas is kind of the worst.
So I feel like that my body might be telling me something.
I don't know. I saw you last week and there was a lot of cheese to be had.
I'm saying that I've stopped, you know, like a couple of days ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's the gas
stop? I've just come to this conclusion recently. So
they make pills for that too, you know.
Yeah, I'm just going to try
cheese pills.
Lactaid, I think is
yes,
something
lactaid
like
pills.
That. Yeah, I'm going to just try to not eat milk products for a couple of days and see what happens. So far, my duty this morning did not smell bad.
I mean, I'm saying
you wouldn't like want it next to you on the pillow when you woke up in the morning.
It smelled so good that I took it out and showed it to everybody.
I'm saying it wasn't offensive to gotcha. My nose holes. Mm. All right. Cagbag at Matt Westcott asks, would anyone be interested in a new console as powerful as a high-end PC and just as expensive? Surely there's a market for it.
Isn't that just called a high-end PC?
Yeah, he's saying, like, why doesn't a company come along and make a $1,000 console?
Isn't this what those Steam PCs were supposed to be?
But they're still boxes? Just PCs. But yes, that is the theory behind the...
Like the Neo PCs. Geo? Is that what we're...
I think that's what he's saying.
Yeah, the Neo Geo was kind of that, wasn't it? For its time?
I think so. I mean, it was like an arcade for your home.
Yeah, with the big cartridges, yeah.
Yeah, it was more like, I would say it was more like an arcade for your home. But still, it was,
same
it
concept.
Was priced as such, as far as I was concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, you know, what the problem is that usually, if you're going to sell a box at $1,000 or $1,500 or $2,000, I don't know. The margin, I feel like the margin is going to wind up being really small. Or you're going to even wind up having to subsidize it. completely just to get people to buy it. And you're just going to be spending a lot of fucking money right up front.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what you're looking for is just a 0.5 revision on a console.
Yeah, get you there. That's what you need.
Oh, yeah.
Stick with the tried and true model of let a big company make it and mostly subsidize it and keep it under $500. Look, I mean, you see what look what happens when Sony or Microsoft prices a console at $500 or more. They get their asses kicked by the company that doesn't price their console at that price. So I think it would be pretty hard to convince people to spend twice as much on a console or three times as much as a console. I don't think you could run a TV ad convincing people to spend that kind of money. Price is just too important. It's just too important. At L, what's with these people's Twitter names? Gaukst? Sure. Why don't you and Wombat ever record together now that you live near each other? It's less editing for two tracks over three. What is this guy, a producer?
Maybe.
No, it's actually, this is better because it's like we're in our own personal recording studios. And it's not more really much more work.
I don't have to smell his dairy gas.
Exactly. Exactly. I also discovered these Meta, what's it? Metamucil.
I am familiar with the product, yes.
So they make like biscuits now.
Okay.
So if you don't feel like drinking the drink or, you know, it's not convenient for you, you can have the biscuits and just eat the biscuits. The problem is you need to drink water with the biscuits because...
Man, you're old. You are an old Jew.
I'm trying to get my stomach together here. I haven't been making proper shits lately. And I feel like I'm really close.
Because you don't need any carbohydrates.
I do. No, right. It's not true at all.
It's probably because you're choosing the salad at these places.
I eat carbohydrates and...
Too much lettuce.
I'm not eating too much lettuce. I promise you that.
A rabbit, little pellets.
That's not the case.
All over the front lawn.
I don't think that's what's happening. I think I'm eating too much crap, actually. Anyway, I like Metamucil. It's good. Who doesn't want to take a nice shit? Right?
You have a point.
I mean, the drink tastes like orange, you know, a bad orange smoothie.
Metamucil before. I understand.
Right. It's not that effective.
I've always been more of a Citrusil guy, personally. But, you know.
What? Get the hell out of here.
Sorry.
I like how they redesigned the Metamucil package now. If you notice, like, Meta is in huge letters. So somehow I get you to think of, like, I don't know, the internet or, like, something hip. It just says Meta and then Mucil in tiny letters underneath it. Like, what? Why? Anyway, did I answer this guy's question about the editing?
Sure.
I think I did, right? It's not hard to be in two separate
locations. You don't like me.
No, it's just easier. And plus, if we use these USB mics.
I'm not driving all the way to you and then driving home after. It's not going to happen.
It doesn't make any sense. We're not that close. Yeah. And this is easy, very easy. It doesn't get much easier than this. The King Rocker writes in and asks, why is YouTube game streaming so ignored? Don't they offer to hold footage forever while Twitch deletes? Is the pay different? I think that if you're a Twitch partner, you can't live stream. You can only live stream on Twitch. So what I think winds up happening is they live stream on Twitch because people became partners first there and that's where the bread and butter is. They live stream on Twitch and then they record that shit locally and then upload it to YouTube. I think, but I'm not 100% sure. Mm. Wombat's choked up all about it.
I'm sorry. I'm getting over the cold.
Yeah, you sound fine.
No, I for the most part, I feel fine. I just have now. I'm just down to like lingering cough. Which, you know, what can you do? Yesterday I couldn't speak. What?
How are your duties lately?
My duties are all right. I've been taking a lot of medicine, so
that can mess with your duties.
It really does. No, it's what I'm saying. It's like the last 3 days I've just been. Nothing but a dope fiend, so.
Right. May I recommend Metamucil? Get the one not with the sugar in it. You don't want the sugar.
I don't want the sugar.
Yeah. That's not, you don't want to be like having good duties, but ruining your teeth and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right. I think that's it.
Awesome.
You excited?
I'm ready.
I think my wife's asleep already.
My no mind is.
I could potentially play some more Overwatch. I really want to get the play of the game.
Not the game of the play.
That's my goal. I told you, like at the end of every match, they show the play of the game.
Mm.
And you know, everybody watches the thing. You. It's fun. Mm-hmm. You get to be famous.
Sure. For
5 seconds. All right. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. I'll remind you to follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, and at Video Game Deals, of course. And Wombat has another podcast called Uninformed Opinions. Did you do a show this
no,
week?
No, it was my birthday on Monday. Thanks nice. For saying happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
I said happy birthday on Twitter, though.
Yeah, with the picture.
I was the first one.
Yeah. Mm.
Yes, I was.
This is a week long.
Yeah, it's my birthday. It's birthday week, really.
Oh, it is? Right.
Sure.
But I was the first one.
Yes. You were the first person birthday. To take me out to dinner for my birthday. You get that, too.
That wasn't really for your birthday,
was
it?
Oh, okay. I don't know. Then it wasn't. Yeah, I thought it was.
It could have been.
There was no candle in my food.
Right. We didn't sing happy birthday.
No, I didn't even talk about my birthday dinner.
Well, how was it?
It was good.
We didn't even talk about our dinner that we went to.
We went for a super nice dinner. It was awesome.
We went to Vincent's Clam Bar.
Mm-hmm.
And we had clams.
Yeah, we did have clams. And I had this, what was it? What was it called? The Strangled Priest.
Yeah, that's a weird name for food.
But it was super good. You tell me it wasn't super good. You tried some.
It was good. Everything was good.
Everything was good. I went to a place called Snaps on Saturday, and I had an 8-course tasting menu.
Snaps?
Snaps. Yep. It was good, though. So, silly name, good food. You'd like cool. it. Yeah.
I like good food.
So, I know.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Oh, yeah. Oh, don't forget to go to harrys.com and use coupon code CADCAST.
It's a razor, Harry.
$5 off. It's good. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bread's done.
Tired of losing battle after battle in the sky, the Autobots create the ultimate robot jet. Jetfire.
Transformers. More than meets the eye.
But the evil Decepticons have a secret new weapon. Shockwave.
The Transformers. Robots in disguise.
Get back to the
Transformers
from Hasbro.